Here's Dr. Gene Gatz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
When the Holy Spirit inspired men to record the Scriptures, He was open and honest. He exposed weaknesses as well as strengths, even in God's greatest servants. James and John are classic examples. They were so contentious at the time that Jesus called them to follow Him that Jesus named them the Sons of Thunder. And there was a reason. Their motives were often selfish and manipulative. Even as the time drew near for Jesus to be crucified, on one occasion, James and John and their mother made a power move and asked Jesus if they could sit on His right and on His left in the kingdom. Well, when the other 10 apostles found out about it, they were indignant. At this moment, Jesus taught all of them and us a powerful lesson. Listen to Mark's account. And calling them to Himself, Jesus said to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them. But it's not so among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give His life a ransom for many." Well, after the Holy Spirit came and the church was born, these two men were dramatically changed. James literally gave his life for the sake of the gospel. And John lived for decades. And in his old age, he wrote, "We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers."
The Bible principle you have heard today comes from the new multimedia edition of The Measure of a Man. For more information about The Measure of a Man, which includes 42 videos by Gene, go to BiblePrinciples.org.